Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Here we go, baby. It all begins tonight. Cavaliers following up a 64-win season that didn't end well in New York against the New York Knicks. The two teams most folks think are the top two teams in the Eastern Conference right now. And they get it going in Madison Square Garden. Oh, Andy, are you pumped?
I can feel the energy going through Northeast Ohio right now. You are so excited. It's the Cavaliers. It's the Knicks tonight in the world-famous Madison Square Garden. Everything is there. This is all the excitement we normally feel for opening day for the baseball.
It is?
No.
How about football?
No.
It isn't? Why is...
Why? I'm sitting here saying the same thing to you. Why?
Well, like, maybe
should
it is.
I feel
maybe
this
it
way?
Is exciting.
I should feel amped that the Cavaliers are starting tonight.
Your team has a great chance to do something.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't have the. I'm missing my mojo. I think that's what I'm missing when it comes to the Cavaliers and the NBA right now. I don't know why. Maybe we were spoiled during the LeBron years. Maybe there's a million reasons why. Maybe they play too many games. Maybe too many teams make the playoff. There's like a million reasons why. I just don't. It's not only me. I've asked a lot of people. I'm like, hey, are you pumped for the NBA to start? Are you pumped for the Cavaliers season to start? Oh, when's it start? Like, that's what I've been hearing. Just last night, I was talking to somebody about basketball, and they were like, hey, oh, well, when do the Cavaliers start? And I'm like, tomorrow, which is tonight. I don't get it. I'm excited for this team. We have a really, really good team. And when they're healthy, it's going to be awesome. Maybe we learned a lesson last year about getting too excited too early. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. I mean, we have a great team. This should be a great year. It should be a lot of fun.
I just don't feel
the opening day energy today.
I don't know. I think you might be on Baskin Island on this one.
I'm not. Like, a lot of people didn't even know they started tonight.
Well, let's open up these phone lines and find out.
Okay.
We want to hear from you. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I'll throw this one at you.
Sure.
Tim Legler was on with Anthony and Ken this morning, and Tim does a great job for ESPN, always has, and now he's going to be part of the crew along with Richard Jefferson and Tim Breen. And he
Did Richard retire?
Hmm?
Oh, remember he retired after they won the – never mind. Keep going. Sorry.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
And Tim said Boston loses Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Tyrese Halliburton out for Indiana. Two of the favorites, obviously, you know, they were the teams last year, and they're not going to be there. You would think, and Boston traded Kristaps Porzingis as well. You would think, okay, and I won't say clear path because I think there are other teams that are going to step up. I'm looking for Orlando to be really good, really am, and the Knicks are going to be nasty, despite the fact that Mike Brown is their coach. Did you get that?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
There you go.
It was an old joke. It was lingering, yes.
It wasn't lingering. It was just a comment.
I know.
It was a comment. The Knicks will play a little different style with Mike than they did under Tibbs. But the Cavaliers, according to all accounts, have the highest payroll in the NBA.
Okay. Are they the Dodgers? Is that what you're
trying to say? They are locked in to the money. It's not just the highest payroll. They're locked into the money. That was my little phone. I didn't silence it.
I don't know that everybody heard it. I just heard it. Maybe
you did. And I've got a little I get a
come on back
text.
Yeah. Come on back.
Well, you were like, oh my God, what's going on?
No, I was like,
anyhow,
who's somebody's
whistle? The Cavs have the highest payroll. They're locked in. That the whole apron stuff and all that. They're limited on some of the things they can do, obviously.
They're in the kitchen. They're wearing the apron. They're good.
I'll make this claim. If they don't win the NBA championship this year or get to the NBA finals, they'll be busting up this team. They'll bust it up. And they should. This is the league where superstars change teams all the time. Did you watch Kevin Durant last night wearing his Houston Rockets uniform?
Mm.
He looked good. Houston looks like the real deal. But Houston gave up some real talent to go get him. They just change star players in this league like you change socks, Andy, once a week.
Oh, I'm
it really, happens all the time.
Actually, I just turn them inside out so I can go for 2 weeks.
It happens all the time.
Same with underwear.
And I think it's a critical season for the future of the franchise. This is year number 4 with Donovan Mitchell on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan's terrific. It's also year number 4 with trying to make Donovan and Darius work as your big-time combo. So far, it's led you to second-round playoff exits. Is this the year where Evan Mobley steps up and takes over and he and Donovan become the guy and Darius Garland plays a different role? I'm not going to say lesser role because I don't want Darius to play a lesser role. I want him to play a different role. I want him to play a facilitating point guard a little bit more than a scoring point guard.
Does he want to play that role?
Well, you can ask him. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Or can he?
Or can he?
Yeah.
And because I think they've shown what this team is capable of when they are based around two guards. They're capable of getting into the playoffs and winning a lot of regular season games and getting knocked out in the second round. And I think it needs to change a little bit. And we'll see if it does. I just think if they don't have overwhelming success this year, that this offseason will be full of major moves for this team, which is okay. Again, that happens in the NBA all the time. It's not a failure. It's just life in the NBA.
I'm curious. So when I say to you, Cavaliers, your first thought is, okay, they've got some time to figure out. I'm just trying to read into what you're saying. They've got time to figure it out with what they brought in, which looks pretty good. But if it doesn't work.
You mean the new guys on the team?
No, just I'm like a general synopsis of the team walking into this thing. You're like, hey, we've got enough to win the Eastern Conference for sure. They should be able to do that. But if they don't do it, well, look out, because what this looks like now isn't what it's going to look like in the future.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
If they don't win the East, at the very least, I think you'll see major changes. And you should see major changes. I mean, how long are you going to keep rolling out the same thing and get knocked out in the second round? Or not get to the NBA Finals?
No, you got to figure out.
With the highest payroll in the league, locked in with the whole apron and how punitive it is and everything else. So that it's not a bad thing. It's just the way life is in the NBA. Okay, this will be the 4th year of rolling this crew out there. Jarrett, Evan, Donovan, Darius. If four shots at it doesn't get it done, well, it's time to make a move. And I'm sure they'll do that. You know, they did with the coach. This will be year number 2 for Kenny. He did a great job last year. We'll see what the Knicks can do. I think the Knicks are going to be the team to beat, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I know most folks think it's the Cavaliers. I don't. I think it's the Knicks. And I think Orlando is a real team to watch. I think they're a good young team with a lot of long talent. Banchero, Franz Wagner. They brought in Desmond Bane. I think Orlando's going to be good. And so, though it looks like, by most accounts, folks think the Cavaliers are one of the two teams to beat, I'll say what they're one of the 3 or 4. We'll see. Can they get it done? What do you think?
I think
can
so.
They
no,
get it done?
I think it's there, but I also think that some of the things we look at are mythical when it comes to the NBA. Like, you know, our euphoria last year for how good they were, you know, got stomped in Indiana. And that's 2 years in a row and the year before. And then, you know, I hear the things they're saying, and I like what they look like as a roster on paper, but are they tough enough? That seems to be something
that's been in their way.
That's
there, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, the Mike Brown thing in New York is interesting, especially because we've seen the way that works.
I thought Mike was doing a better job in Sacramento than he's done in the past. And I think Mike's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I think, you know, going to finishing school with Golden State and Steve Kerr probably helped him a lot.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It came to the offense because his offense in the past wasn't exactly pretty or effective.
Yeah, I look at the Cavaliers and I see a team that I think can beat every team in the NBA on any given night, but I worry about them as a series team again, and that's the way it's looked. And why shouldn't I worry? Because of the way they've been knocked out of the playoffs the last couple of years.
Which might lead to your thought, maybe your feeling about tonight and beyond, and a lot of maybe some of the other Cavs fans feel the same way. And it's this, I've said this repeatedly. I can't stand more teams in the playoffs. The only league where I'm okay with more teams in the playoffs is the NFL.
Oh, I thought you said the NHL.
Because they only play 17 games. You know, somebody gets hurt, you get your quarterback back in week 10, you're a different team. You know, mm-hmm. You get your star running back. We know the deal. In Major League Baseball, you don't need more teams. You've got 20 teams who are going to play past the regular season in the NBA. That's ridiculous. 10 in each conference.
Got to make your money, man, to make all the money during the playoffs.
As our boy Dan Menigan said, before we started the show, he said, 2/3 of the league is going to make the playoffs. We know the Cavs are going to make the playoffs. That takes an element of fun to me out of the regular season. I would love to see it pared back. That doesn't happen. Television is too big. Playoff money, too big on TV. More so than the arena, certainly. And so that's the way it's going to be. But I do think it diminishes the regular season. And if any Cav fan isn't pumped about the regular season, that might be part of the reason why. Because you know you're just going to get into the playoffs, and then you got to see what happens.
Well, as you say, healthy, you're getting into the playoffs. That's another.
They're going to get into the playoffs.
I think so, too. But They got to stay healthy.
I would think they're a top four seed.
I as long as they stay healthy, you're right. I agree with all that. There's a part of me that just wants to see them. I want to believe that when they get into a series, they're going to be able to, you know, manhandle the other team. I just still.
There's no Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, I know.
Thomas Bryant's on your team now.
I don't know why Orlando irritates me.
There's no Jason Tatum. Orlando should irritate you. They're good, and they're getting better.
There's a lot of reasons to question what's going on right now, but I still believe that on paper, this thing looks fantastic.
You know why you're questioning things?
Because of the way we've been knocked out the last couple of years. And I mean, I don't want to use the soft label, but I just didn't think they were tough enough in the playoffs last year. Again,
that's
but they had injuries. I mean, I get it. I understand part of that.
That's part of it. And the other part of the reason you're questioning things is there are just two goals for this season. Two.
Win the East, win the title?
Is it?
Yeah.
And anything other than that, to me, leads to a bust up of this team in the offseason. It starts tonight. Cavs.
Come on, Cavs.
Off of 64 wins.
Am I allowed to sing that?
And another disappointing playoff finish.
And when the pressure's on and the game is almost through, the Cavs will make it happen and rally 2x2.
Yeah, that guy's joining us at 1 o'clock. That's Chris Rose. Joining us now from Manhattan and not London or not even Cleveland. Desmond in New York City. Hello, Des.
Des, are you in New York today?
Good to have you with us, yeah. Des. Welcome back.
You going to the game?
My play. No, I'm not. Actually, I have a prior engagement with one of my daughters.
Very nice. You have four daughters, right?
No, I have six.
Wow. Des, you got your own basketball team and someone coming off the bench.
A lot of checks there, Des. A lot of checks.
Yeah, they play volleyball. But
nice. Oh, then you're set. That's perfect.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So this is what this game tonight is going to be a freak show. Like half our team is missing. I think you're missing guys. Darius Garland and Strus, right?
Darius Strus and maybe DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. So this game, I don't know. I really don't care. But, you know, the way I look at this season coming up, you know, the Cavs are not going to jump off to that kind of start they did last year.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're going to see some trades with the Cavs this year at their trade deadline. I can't see them holding out to Darius Garland anymore. If they get a taker for him, they're going to have to move him. It doesn't work.
Des, I'm kind of in agreement with you. I'm just wondering, you know, if what I think is this: if they don't win the East or win the NBA championship, if they don't at least get to the NBA Finals, I personally think they busted up and Darius would be the guy to go.
But how can you even say that? They haven't even made it past the second.
Exactly my point. Yeah. You're right.
That would be the goal. The Eastern Conference Final would be the goal for this team, not to get through the East. To get to the Eastern Conference Finals would be the goal for this team. They haven't made it out of the second round. They're not going to with their roster right now. They're going to have to trade Darius. And I don't know who else. I mean, who they got? Hunter, Strus. You're gonna have to trade a couple of those pieces to get somebody else in there. Otherwise, I don't see them being over a 5 seed. You know, because the Magic, the Pistons, even the Bucks. You know, the
Pistons
Knicks
will be better. And people are sleeping on the Bucks. You're right, Des.
And the Knicks are still trying to get Giannis. I mean, that's you know, when Giannis said the Knicks are the only team he wants to play for besides the Bucks. You know, that's a call for Leon Rose to go get him. I mean, we're going to have to get, you know, who we have to give up, Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart. I'll give up all three for him right now, you know. But
I bet.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to have to do something like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Giannis is on the Knicks by January.
It could be scary. Yes, good to have you with us.
You got a libero out of that bunch or no?
What?
A libero. One of the
defensive
player.
The setter in the back, right?
Yes, the one's all over.
One of the six,
the short one.
Yeah, the short one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Des. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the season.
I can dig it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see what you did.
I watched some volleyball yesterday. I was watching district volleyball.
What
do I do with my life? I'm watching high school volleyball yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know it's the start of the NBA season when Desmond and Ken in Brooklyn give us a call.
Oh, the mayor is in.
Hello,
dun,
Ken.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good morning, guys.
Mr. Mayor.
How are you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Is Desmond from Cleveland or is he a New Yorker?
Go ahead, Jeff.
He's from Cleveland. He's from New York.
Yeah.
But his daughter went to school here, and he became a homeowner here and spent a lot of time here while his daughter was in school here.
Well, he still sounds like that other idiot from New York. What's his name?
Bostonian? You
know, no.
Rest his soul.
What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. He always calls after I call Jake at night.
I don't know.
The other clown from New York. I'll think of it. First of all, you guys say, and I understand that it's fact, okay, that the Cavs have not gotten out of the second round. You know, last year there were a lot, and I'm not making excuses, okay, but they were beat up.
What?
Okay, you got your,
wait,
you
you're
got
saying your, during the playoffs, not during the regular season.
No, they were
unbelievably healthy all year last year until the end.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs. Darius can't walk. I've had foot problems. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, Mobley got crushed in one game. Okay? Hunter wasn't right. So let's take it as it is. Okay? You got to take a look and see exactly who they had available. And all teams have injuries, I get it. But when you had three of your main guys hurt like that, it's not an easy task. Okay? And you had a team that was, like, on fire. In Indiana, all right? Now, what I've seen in the preseason is this. First of all, I don't think the Cavs have showed anything, okay? They're very vanilla, and that's good, okay? But I've seen Dean Wade go to the basket. I see Evan with a nice little jump shot now. J.A. has a little...
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A spin move to the basket plus a little jumper. Okay, so these are guys that have worked on their game.
But, that's what they're supposed to do, Ken.
Yeah, and the difference has to be Evan, doesn't it? And I think Hunter is going to fit in great. I know Hunter's understanding he's got a bum knee or whatever, a bruise or whatever.
Yeah, bone
bruise.
He'll
be fine. All I'm saying is, that, you know, obviously I'm one of the people in sound who are always excited about the Cavaliers.
Which we appreciate.
All right, let me ask you this really quick. Do you think the people you were talking to are excited too? Or are you only talking to people?
I see people. You know what, Jeff, guys, I'll tell you what. If I see somebody out in the store when I'm doing my shopping.
Yeah.
And they got that orange and brown on. Yeah. I walk up to them and say, you need some wine and gold.
There you go.
Because that is Cleveland's finest sports franchise. And it should be talked about now, especially, even more.
Well, we are right now. Ken, enjoy the season. Enjoy the season. This team.
Chances are, if they have the brown and orange, they're going to get the wine.
Because they need the wine.
Yeah, they need the wine.
The highest payroll thing to me is that's good, except for this. Because of the apron and how punitive the situation is when it comes to trying to make moves and all that stuff, which, by the way, I don't understand completely because I should have majored in finance, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be sitting here if you majored in finance.
They've got to make it work with this crew or you got to bust it up. I mean, it's that simple. And, you know, Desmond's thought about trades by the trade deadline. I don't know about that one, but I also don't think you can eliminate that thought, you know, depending on what presents itself and how it works this year. And it's not because guys aren't good or guys can't play. Again, I'll go ahead and use that word that people don't like to hear with this. It's all about fit. And how does it fit? And if they can make it fit better this year, they can probably go further in the playoffs. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
You know, it's exciting. I find it exciting. I love basketball season. One, my daughter plays basketball for St. Joe's. She plays varsity for Joe's. It's just the time of year.
Congratulations.
Enjoy this time of year. So, with that being said, I think the interesting part and the enjoyable part as a Cavs fan is knowing, you know, we do have an owner who's, not afraid to take chances and bolster the roster if we need to make adjustments, right? I love Dan Gilbert and the way he, attacks ownership for the Cavs. What I told the guy who took my call and put me on hold was what
that would be Matt Corrali, by the way, taking your calls today.
Hello. Thank you, Matt. What I find so interesting about this season is, and I don't know if you guys brought it up in the past couple of days or not, is Lonzo Ball. And why I find him so interesting.
We did yesterday.
Yes.
Is defensively. You know, I know he's not going to play back-to-backs, and it's the first time he hasn't had to do some rehab on his legs, which is great. But defensively, we need that toughness in the front court or in the back court in the playoffs, right? Because guys like Tyrese Halliburton tore us apart in the playoffs last year.
But, Jeff, let me throw this at you. I agree with you. But doesn't that go back to, okay, well, then is the current backcourt the right fit to make this thing win big?
Well, no. So you actually opened the door to my second point,
Jeff. Ah, and good job, Jeff.
What I do find interesting, I'm glad you brought it up, is we're going to get to see some of this exposure without DG being out, you know, without him being on the floor for a while. I don't know how long that's going to be. But we're going to see what a true point guard, defensive pass-first point guard looks with this roster, right?
And a 6'6 guard, too.
Yes, and we need that size. And the other part that I like, and it's something that you guys also brought up, is Thomas Bryant. I like toughness. I don't care if they're big minutes. You need guys who can play that physical brand of basketball. That's something that we're lacking. We know that. Hence why we've been bounced in the second round two seasons in a row. The jump is going to be, and I think this is where we're going to see it, is defensively, can we maintain this? And also, at the deadline, somebody I'd love to see moved, and I brought it up last year, and I'd like it again this year. If we can find a way to deal Max Strus in another piece or something to get some more physicality in return. We have enough shooters. We need the physicality on that side of the ball.
And Jeff, that's an interesting point because
I wanted to ask Jeff about his daughter's NIL deal.
I think
you already hung up on him.
I think that Max actually brings some of that physicality, but he's not going to be out there for a while. Bill is in Parma. Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this year is going to be a tough one to really evaluate this team. If we even go deep into the playoffs, it'll be because the Celtics are injured and Indiana is injured, and their main players are gone. And so it's going to be really hard to evaluate. And then the question comes in, and we know the answer to this, is that Garland is almost untradeable. in the sense that his contract is way, when you talk about overpaying and we're too deep into the money, his no one in the NBA will pay what he is getting paid. And so what do you get for him?
Although, Bill, there's so many guys making so much money in the league. Somebody might think that he's a better fit for them.
It could happen, Jeff, but I also think that when you talk about going deep into the playoffs, as we've seen last year, he's injury prone. He can't play defense. For some reason, when the lights get real bright, he goes away. And then the other part we're not talking about is on the backcourt or the front court, we're not strong enough. There's not a big enough presence. And we needed some thumpers in there to really get to where we need to go. Some other things is Mike Brown is not the coach that Thibodeau is. Thibodeau is a playoff coach. Brown has some real lackings as far as a coach. I'll be interested if they listen to him, because that's part of the problem when he's at almost every place he's been, here and also Sacramento. Sacramento, he got in a fight with his
Lakers before that, Bill, too.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it bothers
Bill,
me when
you,
we
buddy.
Say guys are injury prone when they break their jaw. Now, I get the toe part. Okay, maybe I get it, because that's, you know, it's a piece that you use to play the game, and I get that. But it just seems like a slam when you say a guy's injury is prone because he broke his jaw at one point. I don't know. I hate saying that. I hate saying players are injury prone.
Gentleman who's been on our show numerous times, John Schumann, does a general manager survey every year for NBA.com. And John's a terrific writer, and this survey is always fun. First question that he asked the GMs, which team will win the 2026 NBA Finals? 80% said the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
In a repeat.
Yeah.
Two teams tied for second at 7%. Who were they? Give me a guess.
Cavs?
Correct. And the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. I'll buy it.
So there are expectations surrounding this basketball team, folks. And then they had Eastern Conference. Who do you think wins the East? Cavs got 63% of the votes from the GMs.
Who was the second place team? Knicks?
Or 63% of the first place votes. And then they got 27%. To finish second, 7% said they'd finish third. Interesting. There are expectations, and legitimately so. Team won 64 games last year. There are big things. Jeremy's in Fort Worth, Texas. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Thank you.
Jeremy's our therapist.
Yes.
That's right. I'm actually driving through. I had to take a detour, so I had good reception because I was driving through some ranch land.
You know what, anyway, though? If you use that Odyssey app, you're good to go no matter where you are.
Beautiful.
Right? So I think the expectation, I think your feelings about the Cavs this season, because we all know what's going to happen in the playoffs. They're just not a postseason team. They don't become a different team in the playoffs. And I don't think Mitchell, as great as he is, I don't think he's that big number one that people might expect him to be. The team is kind of soft. They have a bit of a flat affect, and they go nowhere in postseason because they don't become a different team. And the physicality is also an issue. That'll be great if it's different this season. That'll be awesome. I just don't think it's going to be, and I think we all know it.
Jeremy, I think that's why some people feel the way they feel about this season. I think Evan Mobley is the key to the whole thing. I like Evan. I've liked him since he came into the league. I think he's really good. And this will be year number five. Evan's personality, if you listen to Evan, if you're ever around Evan, he's a kind of a soft-spoken guy, true gentleman, nice person. I think we need him to be a jerk on the basketball floor. And I don't mean that like you're beating on the other team. I mean, hi, give me the ball. Look, here I am down on the block. Give me the ball. I'm now out top. Give me the ball. I'm going to take three dribbles, and I'm going to go to the basket, and I'm going to dunk on you. I think we need to see a little bit of a transformation in him where he demands things out of his teammates rather than kind of lay back and let Darius and Donovan do things. I think that makes us a better basketball team.
I agree with you. Like when I watch the games, I think that stuff. I still have trouble juggling those two guys at the top, but I love them as a regular season team. But what every caller has told us today, Jeff, is I think we all think the thing. is that are they a playoff team? Can they get past the second round? I mean, it's going to be months till we find this out. That's the other problem, too. So maybe that's why my cavometer is low right now, even though I'm excited to watch them play.
Is it a cavometer or a kevometer, or do you have two different ometers?
No, the cavometer is for the Browns head coach. The cavometer.
But you got to make sure you pronounce that correctly, or we're going to get confused.
Well, you know how you got that. You used to get it for your grandparents all the time, and it would hang up there, and it would have the barometric pressure and all that stuff, like six different dials.
With a rooster? Like out of it was with a rooster, too.
Yeah, something out of the Navy ship that would sit there. I feel like that's Andy.
You could, you know like what you should dials do, Andy?
Do you know what?
Andy, here's, listen,
I just realized
for
what
you,
Dan is, dude. Yes.
We'll make a two-prong thing.
Okay.
A kevometer next to a cavometer. And we can put them on the same thing, and you can sell them for the holidays.
Well, that'd be great. And then, if you're trying to figure out what Kevin Stefanski is actually saying, and we ask Dan, then you're going through the Kevalytic converter.
Trevor's in a car. Trevor.
If the Kevin Stefanski thermometer's a thing, it's the hottest thermometer I've ever seen. But,
oh, I don't know, man. He got a cool front coming through on Sunday.
He's a handsome devil.
Got to win. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Trevor?
Evan Mobley's the key this year. I mean, it's kind of the sentiment you just echoed. But the way I look at it is we have to see the usage rate of Darius and Donovan go down while the usage rate of Evan goes up. I mean, Evan needs to take 25 shots a game. I mean, I don't want to equate it to baseball, but let him take 300 at-bats. Let him give him the room to take the step, take the training wheels off, and go. Because if Evan goes with aggressiveness, takes pressure off Gary and Donovan, they're ready for postseason. Here we go. Let's go, Cavs, boys.
Trevor, do you think the guards will let that happen?
I think they have to. If they truly care about team success, Donovan's shown he can take a step back, and he answers the call when needed.
He did that last year.
He did. And so I think everybody at the team, and it seems to sound like everybody believes that, hey, Evan's ready to take the next step. You know, year five, let's go. So everything sounds good. We've seen them be able to take the step back. Evan, bring the ball down the court. Let him set up from the top of the key. Let him run the ball. And just, like I said, let him take 300, 400 at bats if this were baseball. Let him develop and, you know, let him run with it.
Trevor, I couldn't agree with you more. I do.
I love it. I think it's a great
exactly
idea.
I agree with
that per game, that time per game. But then you can't panic when you get to the playoffs either, right? Here we go.
Well, I think, and this isn't on everybody else solely. This is on Evan, too. I think he needs to make that step probably in his own mind that, hey, you know, if I'm not the man on this team, I am the man along with Donovan Mitchell and with Darius. You know, let's not count Darius out of this, but Evan is still only 24 years old. He's still a young guy. But I think maturity and watching the way, I mean, he was the defensive player of the year last year. He was second team all NBA. He's on his way. He's clearly done this, but Andy, here's the thing that still chaps my you-know-what. His field goal per game, and this goes to exactly what Trevor just said, 4 years in the league, field goals attempted per game by Evan Mobley in his 4 years, 12, 12, 11, 12.8.
Where do we want him at, 16?
Can we get it to 17 or 18 a game? At the very least, get it to 15 a game. Dude averaged 18.5 points a game last year, taking less than 13 shots a game. So give him.
Is there enough basketball for the three of them for him to get 17 shots a game?
Yeah. Darius is. I personally think when Darius gets in there, he's going to have to back off a little bit. Darius averages just under 16 shots per game. Flip that. Let's have Darius take about 13 shots a game, and let's have Evan take about 17 or 18.
You and I think this is a great idea. The question is, how does that happen on the floor? And then when Darius gets into the flow of the game, do you really think he's going to be thinking about the number of shots he's taking?
I don't know.
And the other problem I have with that, too, is if you're trying to force. Now you can't. If you're trying to get him five more shots a game, are you forcing it? You know, if I'm Darius, I'm not giving up an open look to give him the ball.
If Evan is more aggressive in his approach, then you're not forcing it because he's demanding the ball.
More aggressive on the side or in the paint? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you?
Andy, all the way around. In the paint, outside, he's actually developed a nice jump shot over the years. Jack's in Oberlin. Hello, Jack.
What's up, Jack?
Hi. I wanted to talk about how no matter what, when Darius Garland is coming back, we're going to have something negative to talk about, because if the Cavs are bad or not as good as they should be while he's out, it's going to be, oh, well, Garland's not in yet. But maybe even worse, if the Cavs are just as good as always, the narrative will immediately be, are they better without Darius Garland for the third year in a row? It'll be the narrative. And I think Darius Garland is good. I think the Cavs are good. I don't even really get the point in talking about that since he's on the team still.
Well, he is on the team, and they are good, Jack. But is getting knocked out in the second round of the playoffs what everybody wants? I don't think it is. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up, by the way. See, that's the catch. And it's not, do you think Darius is a good player? He's an outstanding player. He's really good. It's about fit. That's what this is. I said that last year. Andy, I said it the year before. It's about fit. And it doesn't mean that what they have can't fit. So far, it's fit well enough to win big in the regular season and get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs. Facts. Yeah. That's just where this is. And if they don't adjust, and you could blame some of it on health, sure, go ahead. Because it's true, but that's the way it works in the NBA. That's just the way it works. So if they can't make it fit better to get past the second round of the playoffs, then you just change pieces. I mean, look at the superstars who have played on numerous teams. Kevin Durant, LeBron, James Harden. These guys change teams all the time. Some don't. Jason Tatum, Giannis. That's terrific. But they change all the time.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.